Welcome to the Surf Pro Coaches Show. I'm Breck Riley. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Kosciuszko Whippet,
head football coach Casey Orr,
right here on the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.
When an electrical shortage in your office causes extensive smoke and water damage, or that musty odor indicates you might have a mold problem, you need a lot more than just help cleaning up. That's why Surf Pro Northeast Deltalands is the authority when disaster strikes. We offer all the cleanup and construction services to take your home or business to good as new and as soon as possible. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call Surf Pro Northeast Deltalands at 662-289-7473 to see how we can help you back to like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
And welcome into the Surf Pro Coaches Show here on Breezy 101, where we talk Whippet football with Whippet's head coach Casey Orr. And coach, you got a homecoming win last week against Choctaw Central, and not only a homecoming win, but a win in division play. So what'd you think about the way that homecoming game went last week?
Well, that was the most important part, is what you just said. It was our first division game, and glad to get to a 1-0 record in division play. And Choctaw Central, they were a tough opponent. Give them a lot of credit. They came out and played hard and really challenged us, especially in the first half of the game. But I thought our guys did a good job of just sticking to the plan and executed really well in the second half, and took advantage of some mistakes that were made by Choctaw Central, and were able to get a good win.
Yeah, and a couple of mistakes in the form of four interceptions, and three of those by one guy. That's Tyron Mosley. He was our Autumn Ridge Dental Player of the Game. And I say really only one of those interceptions was probably a mistake. It just threw it up in the air. Other than that, Mosley just made a couple of big defensive plays. So what do you think about the way Mosley played on defense for you last week?
He did. He had a really good game. And as you mentioned, the last two interceptions were really – nice plays on his part. There was a fade ball and interception where he was in really good position, went up and high pointed the football. And the last one, you know, he'd actually kind of gotten behind the post right a little bit, but he was calm. He didn't panic, and he just he stayed in position. He ran it down and was able to make a good play on a ball where originally he thought he might have been beat, which was a really, really good play by him. I thought our secondary as a whole played really well. They had the four interceptions, but also Mosley had a forced fumble on top of that, and Lee Wade had two forced fumbles. So your secondary set you up with seven turnover opportunities. That's a pretty big number out of one group.
And we're going back on the road this week over to Collinsville, about an hour, a little over an hour drive over to the Kingdom, they call it, West Lauderdale. So I believe West Lauderdale's undefeated, so we got a tough opponent this Friday night. What do you know about the Knights?
They're a very senior-heavy football team, a lot of experience, a lot of games played, especially on their O-line and in their backfield. They're a good football team. What they do really well. They're a power counter football team, and a lot of play-action passes, and led by a really good quarterback. I think Jackson Parker's a young man's name, just does a really good job for them. And up front, they're big, they're physical, and like I said, it's a very senior heavy football team. So we're going to have to be really good. We're going to have to erase the mental mistakes. We can't give them anything, because winning without mistakes is going to be hard enough. So you can't give them any kind of advantage as far as mistakes or penalties or turnovers are concerned. So we're going to have to execute really well.
Kosciuszko versus West Lauderdale tomorrow night right here on Breezy 101. That is a 7 o'clock kickoff. First time I have a 7 o'clock kickoff this season. And so that means it'll be about a 6:15 airtime for us here on Boswell Media Sports. Well, Coach, thanks for being on with us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night in the pregame.
Join us again next week for the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.